USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With inflation at its highest rates in over 40 years, President Joe Biden warned that Americans could see even higher prices at the gas pump if Russia decides to invade the Ukraine.
I will not pretend this will be painless. There could be impact on our energy prices.
Gasoline prices surged throughout the United States to the highest level in over 8 years. The average price of a gallon of gas hit $3.49, according to AAA, up 4 cents from last week and over a dollar from just 1 year ago. It's the highest price since October 2014, according to the Energy Department. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to the states. The agency update could come as early as next week. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, discussed masking guidance at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing earlier this morning. Stay updated at usaradio.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. government says it faces significant harm if an appeals court fails to reverse an injunction barring enforcement of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all government workers, and that testing unvaccinated employees will cost over $22 million taxpayer dollars a month. White House Office of Management and Budget Deputy Director Jason Miller disclosed in a declaration that the government would be hurt on several fronts if it cannot enforce the vaccine requirements. On January 21st, a U.S. judge in Texas ruled that President Joe Biden could not require federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 and blocked the U.S. government from disciplining any employees failing to comply. The U.S. Coast Guard announced it has suspended the search for passengers who were on board a small plane that crashed off the coast of North Carolina. Four teenagers and four adults returning from a hunting trip were on board the plane. One body has been pulled from the Atlantic Ocean by search crews combing the area, and there is no indication that anyone survived the crash. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States daily case rate has dropped to 144,000 today, an 81% drop since the peak about 1 month ago. But experts continue to caution the pandemic is not over, with the country reporting millions of new cases, 97% of counties still reporting high transmission rates. Deaths continue to remain high as the U.S. is reporting an average of 2,200 lives lost due to COVID-19 each day. 15 states are still reporting at least a 10% increase in daily death rates over the last week. Republican Representative Tim Burchett from Tennessee spoke on Newsmax saying Hillary Clinton is a dangerous person and will probably never have to answer anything concerning allegations and findings released by special counsel John Durham's report that her 2016 campaign was behind the infiltration of computer servers at Trump Tower and at the White House after former President Donald Trump took off.
But it all goes right back to Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton, his major concern was chasing women, but Hillary Clinton's obviously is evil. I mean, she is the picture of evil. I know everybody's afraid to say that. I'm not. Maybe I'll probably end up, they'll find me committed suicide by shooting myself 12 times in the back of the head when this is over with. But look, dude, she's dangerous. I would like to see her on the stand and my buddy Jim Jordan cross-examining her.
Burchett also said that Clinton has a history of such actions being perpetrated on the American people and that the former president was completely correct when he said he had been spied upon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.